willow branches. They said it was the drought that did it. Too many summers, the pond dried up. Even the lotus pods soon went dormant. Rainstorms came that June. Day after day, the rain flooded the nearby creek and filled the small pond you graced. It was just too much and all too fast. In the night you fell, your shallow roots rudely ripped out of the raw, wet earth. The old gardener pulls up in his truck, walks over with chainsaw in hand, ready to dismember branches and trunk. I ask if I might take a few willow wands. He waits patiently and watches as I cut three long sticks of fallen green. I thank him and walk away. He nods and smiles wryly after me at the whimsy of a stranger who is passing by. The chainsaw shrieks as it starts on its ruthless task as I continue by on my walk, recalling a story I love. Carrying sticks of willow for protection, Orpheus, singer of sweet songs and poems, wandered in dark and silent Hades. We know the ending, how Eurydice was soon lost forever. But the willow gifted Orpheus with music, songs so beautiful, even the wild and rowdy winds stopped blowing to listen to his broken heart. With Orpheus's death, the lyre lay silenced. Over the chainsaw's tuneless humming, I picture the willow's nocturnal passing, and I weep for all who are lost too soon.